Jacob Avinu knew that out of him has to come. I think that we got up to now. Just a second. Yaakov had to build the Am Hashem, Am HaSegula, Mikula Omim. And he went to Har Moriah and he had a Gilu Shechina with the Mara Sulam. That's where we got up to. And we have to learn from that. That's what I want to do. In order to understand what our unique tafkid in this generation is, we need to understand what happened there. Fine. Yaakov Avinu, Reish Samach Zayin. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom Yodo, Ki Tzlichim Letzeis Mene Yud Bei Shvotim, Shemeim Tzlichim Letzeis Shivim Nefesh, Shemeim Shivim Shishim Riboy. You need 12, you need 3 fathers, you need 4 mothers, you need 12 tribes, you need Shivim Nefesh, and you need 600,000 Yered Mimitzrayim. Oile Mimitzrayim. Shivim Yered Mimitzrayim, Shesh Mot from Israel. And as we know, we mentioned, Yaakov Avinu never died until he was Zoichet to see 600,000. And that was a...
Wow, that was in 17 years. That's 600,000 people.
Correct. Good. And Yaakov Avinu knew what we know today, that these Yud Beis Shvotim are going to have two tafkidim, two contradictory tafkidim. Michad lechol echad mehem tafkid yichudi. Each Jew has his own unique tafkid. Shevem tzoisa kol echad vechad mehem yekades Hashem Hashem bo'ifin meyuchad. Each Jew has to go up and Mekadosh the Shem Hashem the way he has to do it, in his unique way. Then he's got to be part of the whole Am. So he has Machov Oseh Balomoy. What is your Chiyuv in your world, your unique Chiyuv in your world? That's what the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about there. It's talking to the Yochid. And then there's another Tafkid, the Tafkid of the Klal, and you have to be part of the Klal in fulfilling its universal Tafkid. Yaakov is very scared of this contradiction. How do you raise 12 tribes, each one a rabid individual who is totally dedicated to his own unique mission, and at the same time completely bottled to one leader? And how are you going to maintain, when they're mevatel to the Am, and they're mevatel to the unique universal tafkid of Klal Yisrael, how's each one going to maintain his individuality? If you're not sensing this inside of yourself, you're missing something terrible, yo. You're missing yourself. If this doesn't bother you, then you're missing yourself terribly. You're not in the picture. Either you're a robot doing what everyone else is doing, or you're bordering on being an apikairos. Because you're just doing your own thing, because whatever heter you find for it. This is a frightening place to be. I have to be a rabid individual, totally self-expressed, different from everybody else, and at the same time completely mevatel the klal. How do you do that?
The klal, the galut, that was a small klal. I don't know.
600,000, a couple million people.
No,
in.
But we have 2,000 years after the Qurban. The story of.
But we have the conflict between the Yochid and the Prat.
That was mainly Yochid.
I don't know what it was, I'm talking about now, today. This minute, you have a major conflict to become the most self-expressed, fully actualized individual that no one else is like, and at the same time be completely mevatel to the klal. I said, oh, lo poshut. Let's see, because this is where machlekes start. This is the sheresh of all machlekes. Matzav mushulav ze yitochen rak she kol yochid ve yochid moed la mala samarech shalei hu mishtayach. You can only mishalev, you can only have these two contradictory things working together in harmony when each individual understands, acknowledges the elevated system that he has relevance to. We'll expand on that now. Leloya de'azu hametziut molide v'chukim v'chichuchim kashim. If you don't have a common thread, then this marechet that we just described leads to arguments, machlekes, between all the different types of individuals. Ashulamad of a doimen. L'tzava murgan ubo chaylois rabim. You have an army, and you have many soldiers. The gold pluger shittes puli yichudyois. Each of the different branches of the army have different unique tafkids. Madim shonim, sismaot shonot v'yicholot shonot. They have different color berets, they have different badges, they have different abilities. Hanitzachon b'melchama tolu b'shitif pulu bein kula. A good army, a successful army, is everybody working together. Amnam kayemes tacharut smua mi yovel nitzachon. But there's an underlying rivalry. There's a competition. Who's going to be the one that brings the winning? Was it the Air Force, the Navy, the infantry? Who? Mi yo hayachida hamufcheres yoisa? Who's better? Who's more spitzy? Who's stronger? Whatever. All the different things. Whatever.
Superior.
Superior. Oh. Mi yo akoyach haikri betzav kedoyna.
Superior. Each one has to complete the other one. That means.
But in an army, if you've ever been in the army, you know that they create on purpose enormous rivalry between the different branches. The infantry always mock the air force are a bunch of idiots, whatever, and the infantry are nothing, you're on the feet, we've got aeroplanes. It's done on purpose. They create a rivalry. Tacharut zuhi tacharut amavie lit yalot zweit, he says it here. It elevates the army. The Chazal tell us that kina soifrim tar b'chochma. When one chochma has a kina of the other chochma's Torah, he wants to grow and elevate. He wants to be better than him, so it improves the situation. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. It's a whole sugya in its own. Kina soifrim tar b'chochma. Exactly the sugya. It's a whole sugya. It's not so poshut. But there is a musog according to the shittas that hold that kina soifrim tar b'chochma is a mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to do it. Others hold that it's better not to. But if you have to, you can use it. Everybody wants to show that he's the one that's doing it. So everybody does better and better. It's a very positive thing, and the results are very beneficial. Yeah, you get your workers and you make a competition for them. Who's going to be the best worker? Who's going to bring the most profit? And who's going to make the most money? You create the tacharut. It lifts the business. It elevates the business. Because everyone has an incentive to work harder, to bring more money for the company.
If it's the same business, but one business, I don't know, the airplane business, and I don't know, the shop, it's nothing to do one with the other.
No, different divisions in the business.
No, in the business, let's say you have, in a business, you have sales, you have production, you have accounting, whatever.
Yeah, so accounting, what I do with the sales.
In Achinami, that's the point. You've got to be the best accountant you can. When you come to a meeting, we don't want you telling advertising how to run their business. We want the accountant, we want the advertising guy to tell the accountant how to run his business, because each is an individual. But at the end of the day, we want everybody to working for the best of the company.
Yeah.
So you have a competition. If accounts get to this and this point, they get extra bonuses. If sales get to 50%, they get extra sales. So everyone's in a tacharut to lift the business. That's very healthy. They're more healthy. That's what you want. You want the tacharut. As Yaakov Avinu yodeh shelekol echad me'ashvotim hakadoshim niten tafkid miyuchad bo'olam. Yaakov Avinu knew better than anybody else because he gave each one his own brocha, that each of the shvotim had their own unique tafkid. Each yid in the shevet had his own unique tafkid. Lo harei avadoseh shel Yisachok, avadoseh shel Zvulun, v'lo harei avadoseh shel Levi, avadoseh shel Yudah. Zvulun wasn't Levi, and Levi wasn't Zvulun, and Yisachok wasn't Asher. They all had a unique tafkid. Ish v'tafkida haruchoni bo'ilam. Each one with his own different tafkid in the spiritual avodah. Metzil zu mechayeves chiluka deis b'nayim. A marechat like this is going to have arguments between them about what the best thing to do is. Each one's going to have his own minhagim, his own approaches, his own. They each had their own nusach of tefillah. What we have left today with nusach Hashanah, nusach Tzvara, whatever, are remnants of those nusach, and they each had their own nusach tefillah. Their own approach, their own. Each one sees the world from a different perspective. When I call out Sheachichu Chazeh Hu L'Shem Shemayim, Tovu Ad Moed. Kolzman, all these differences are being used to serve Hashem. Hashem's in the center, and everyone's sitting outside, and they all know that that's the central theme. Then these differences are wonderful. Adarabba, the best thing you could ever have. When I call out Sheachichu Chazeh Shul Hashem Shemaim, Tovu Ad Moed, Ad Moed. Shrekach Yoytzes Ha'emes Umislavonis Ukoisa Shemen Zai Zach Ha'yoytzi Mibain Avne Hamachteshes. You squeeze the truth out of those differences the same as you squeeze the truth out of the pressing of the olive. Dafka biglada tisha. Dafka because of the pressing and the squeezing, you get the best oil. Ulam kasher machlekes choreges mimidei haritzuim. Who may be heres lekol malach hamilchama veyaisim ikach lekol malach hachaim. In the army, if this healthy rivalry starts becoming, not for the benefit of having the country having the best army that it can, but each division is interested in its own guy, in its own big matzliach, and the navy starts tripping up the air force, and the air force tripping up. So now you have, you're fighting the enemy, you're fighting amongst yourselves. That's the greatest chulbin you can have. Your whole life gets destroyed. This is what Yaakov was terrified about. Will his children be able to handle the nisoyin? It's a terrible nisoyin. That's all he wanted to know. Will the machlekes be l'shem shemayim? Shama v'hilo, bay shama v'hilo, terrible machlekesim. L'shem shemayim? Kula Torah, Kula. That's the whole Torah. We live by those machlekesim today. Kairach and Moshe. The only thing the Mishnah can find wrong with that machlekes wasn't Hashem Shemayim. Otherwise, it was fine. The Mishnah was furashes. What was the difference between the machlekes of Shama Behilo and Kairach? Only Hashem Shemayim wasn't. That's it. Not Pashut. וכך גילו לנו חזל, וייקח מאבני המוקם, רבי יהודה ברב נחמיה ורבון ורבי יהודה אומר, שניים עושה אבונים נוטל, כך גוזר הקורש ברוך הוא שמיים את שניים עושה שפוטים. When Yaakov was up on the mountain, he took 12 stones to protect himself. Says the Gemara, חזל תל אז, כך גוזר הקורש ברוך הוא שמיים את שניים עושה שפוטים. What were the 12 stones? The 12 stones were the 12 שפוטים. אברהם לא הם אדם, יצחק לא מידם, אני. אם מסאחוז הם שניים או סבונים זו לזו ידע שאני מעמד יד בי שבוטים. Abraham couldn't do it, Yitzhak couldn't do it. I know that if these 12 stones unite into one stone, then I know that I'll be the one that will מעמד יד בי שבוטים. כיוון שניסוחו יד בי שבוטים זו לזו ידע שהוא מעמד יד בי שבוטים. וכולו וכולו, זה מדרש עם פרשס, עם פרשס המחת. So that he understood there that he was going to ma'amid shtem ezre shvotim because they were meyuchad. L'shem chazal, he kach goza kodesh baruch hu. Lo kach ama kodesh baruch hu, kein tziva kodesh baruch hu. Ele gzeire hi, al kochel shel adam kamo gezrani alecha. It's a gzeire. It has to be that way. Not Hashem gave a mitzvah, it was a gzeire. V'kol kach lama wa. כמו יעקב אבינו יודע שתפקידו להקים את העם, את הכלל כולו, אך הוא חרד לגורלו של היוחד בתוך הכלל. He knew that he had to build out in Israel, but he had a problem. What's going to be with the יוחד בתוך the כלל? Either you're going to lose the יוחד, or you're going to have ויכוחים in the כלל. The question we asked right in the beginning, how do you be completely individual, completely different from everybody else, and at the same time everybody's מבטל to the same כלל? זה לא פשוט. שמה יוסף בתוך הכלל, יש לו גם תפקיד עצמאי משלו, he's got his own unique תפקיד, והתפקיד הוא להתקשר ולהתדבק עם בוירו אלו. You have to get close to Hashem, you have to become like Hashem. או שמה יזניח תפקיד זו ויהיה עוסק רק בתיקון אלו. Maybe you'll forget about that, you'll just be עוסק עם תיקון אלו. We know how ridiculous that looks. האם יזכו היוחד אס משמו יסו יסו בן יוחד של הקודש ברוך הוא? Are you going to be a בן יוחד of הקודש ברוך הוא and still be part of the family? It's a steer in your bay. Moshele v'davadoyim leben tafnuki mahilech letzava. Got a spoiled son, whatever, and he goes off to the army. Ad bo letzava hu yachasan umufunak ben yochid milukushu magel letzava hu oifech liyais mispa ben sham misparim. At home he was a ben yochid, spoiled little kid. You know, he was the blue-eyed boy of the family, and now he goes off to the army. Now he's just a number. You have to go to the army, go to school, anyway, you just become a number. He's completely humbled and his garb gets completely battered. Now what happens? Does he, in the pressure of the environment that he's in, does he lose his individuality? Oh no, does he take his unique individual that he's built and he uses that for the benefit of the klal? And by the way, when we're talking about being an individual, are we talking about being a Torah-tuned individual? We're talking about just doing whatever you want. We're talking about doing what your Rebbe told you to do. Not what you think, oh, well, I can do whatever I want because I'm an individual. We're not talking about those people.
But it's not better to compare to the body, to the goof or the Ben Adam. We have the hand, we have the feet, but each together are...
Exactly. Wonderful marshal.
But
wonderful.
We have not competition between the feet and...
That's a lovely marshal. It's a lovely marshal in Achiname. It's a lovely marshal in Achiname. Football team, anything. There are a lot of marshalim with this. We have klal and prat in Achiname. Yeah. If the thumb starts being a nose, you're in a bit of trouble. Yeah. And it's not that it can't, by the way. We've mentioned that many times here before. Any part of your body can be any part of your body.
Yeah.
Every human cell contains the entire human experience. Entire universal experience, actually, but let's just keep it simple. From one cell, you could regrow the entire child. Yeah? I'll prove it to you. The first cell contains everything. It has to, right? What happens when the cell splits? It splits into two halves or two holes?
Two holes.
It splits into two holes. Everything's in both cells. When it splits into four cells, everything's there. That means every cell could be any other cell. In each cell is the entire system. Why at a certain point, just if you want to remember Shara B'china here on a Sunday morning, why at some point the heart decides to be a heart and the toe becomes a toe? Nobody can tell you. The biggest scientists, the biggest doctors, whatever, it's a total mystery. They have no idea. How are you going to understand the world? This cell could become a nose or it could become a toe. One decides to become a nose and one decides to become a toe. And there's no conflict between them. You go explain to me how that works. It's the same as an apple leaf. You put a seed in the ground, it disintegrates. When it starts growing, this knows to go there, that goes there, this becomes a leaf, this becomes another seed, this becomes a flower. Each thing, the 600 million bits of information in that seed, all know exactly what to do, but they could all do everyone else's task. You have to be drunk to think that they've invented it, that it just happened by chance.
We have not a full berira. That means at one point, Akadosh Baruch Hu.
That's a problem.
You mean the leaf could be the fruit, the fruit could be the leaf?
Well, if you look at the cells, each cell contains the entire system. You can take it further, each cell could be the moon, the stars, the skies, the entire universe of experiences in there. Everything must contain everything. Okay, I don't want to go into that now.
But when it comes to human being, which he has everything, everything's still within potential, it's not, it didn't come now, why can't one do the other one's tafkid? Because every, to bring it out...
Because you weren't asked to do that job, it wasn't your tzitzit, it was to be you. You were given unique kalim, unique tasks to do your tafkid. In Achinami, but he everything, otherwise not doing his job, you may have to fill in for him. But you are given a job to do that's your unique job. And when everybody does their job properly, then you have a beautiful orchestra. Use a symphony orchestra as a marshal. There are many marshals in there. If you're supposed to play the violin as best as you can. Why? So that the symphony will be sound nice, not because everyone will hear you playing the violin. That's the shiluf, says the Ma'ot Kasher. Unless you're the solo. Let's go back to the stones. Yaakov Avinu yoyde shetafkiru lakim esa'am esaklal kulo. Ach hu chorod legorolo ha'yochid b'toich ha'klal. Umistapek im ha'yochid yisko she'im ha'yoyse b'toich ha'klal yesh lo gam tafkid atzmi misheloi. V'tafkid hu litkashe lidabek in boiro oylam. O'shem yaznech tafkid zeh v'yeh osuk rak b'tikun ha'oylam. V'im yisko. When you're busy being in the klal, are you going to remember that you're a yochid? At the same time, when you're busy being a yochid, are you going to remember you're part of a klal? Moshe David Leben Dasov said he went off to the army. Kasher Zokim, where we folding here? Oh, Kasher Anun Iskokim Lakim Es Am Hashem. When we have to establish a nation, why do we need a nation? Because Ein Melech Bli Am. Hashem needs to be the Melech, so we need an Am. Aleinu Na'akim Plugoy Shoynos. You have to set up different branches, different divisions. L'chein Alochid Li'izbatel the Plugoy Kuloy. L'chabura Kuloy. You have to be completely mevatel to the Klal. Rakach Hu Yafuch Li'o Yischal Mishama B'tzva Hashem. totally mevatel to the cloud. Eved Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is an Eved Hashem. He has nothing of his own. He's kulu mevatel to the cloud. Ulam bad bevad kaim chashash im yisko gam es tafkidu aprati. When you're busy being Moshe Rabbeinu and you're busy being the entire cloud and you're totally mevatel to the cloud, are you going to remember to be Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm avoid as a klal lo tishchek oise v'tasiach es daitu meyakesh ha'ishi sheloi im boirai lo v'dov azeh pachad Yaakov Avinu. When you become part of the klal, you lose your own individual mahalach. And Yaakov was very terrified of that. But nice of lekach, Yaakov v'yoni pachad ma yikare kashe am Yisrael yipored l'machloichusov hashoynes. Kol shevet v'shed v'tifkida, kol kvutzu v'chabura v'nyonai, kashe kol achas mem toines, alai aniach tzadik es roishoi. What happens when each shevet's going to say, no, man's the only way? All the stones are fighting. We want the tzadik to put his head on us. No, I want him. What does Hashem do? He made them into one. What's going to happen when everybody says, no, man's the only way? Ania ika, ania rosh. You know what they say? Everybody thinks he's the benchmark of reality. Anyone that's frumer than him is a fanatic. Anyone that's less frumer than him is an apikoiris. He's the norm. And then everything else is lo beseda. We're all like that. Kulam kacha. Why is he such a frumer of dachta? What are we so extreme for? Why he's such an apikoiris? Do you see this guy? I'm the benchmark of normalcy and everybody else is missing the plot. It would just be like me. The only thing I don't know how to solve is how I can get everyone to listen to me and everyone will be normal like me. That's terrifying for a father. Kasher kol achas meim toines, alai aniach tzadik roshe. Ani ha'ika, ani ha'rosh. Ha'im kulu yevinu ki ein kan ele milchoma shel toira. Will they realize that we're dealing with Yezim Milchoma Shel Teiru Be'emes Kulam Nadova Echad Hemis Kavanim? We're trying to find what the truth is, that's all. Everyone's aiming the same direction. Everyone's going to serve the same Hashem. L'noichas Svikoisov Gilu La'Kodesh Bochu She'avonim Choyzeres U'Mizachus. Despite all these doubts, Hashem showed Yaakov Avinu, no, the stones are all going to become one. V'akach Choshev Yaakov Avinu Im Soifen Nasim Ohevim Leze Yodayim Yishanim Akamim. דהיינו שיצליח בסתר לשמי להקים את עם השם אשר יפרסם את המונויסוי של הקודש ברוך הוא אילום. If these individual stones that are all screaming עליי נניח צדיק ישראל will become one, then I know that I'll be able to build an arm that will מפרסם אמונו והשם in the whole world. מה עשוי אז יעקב? לקח שמן זית כסיס. It's way different, listen to this. ויצק על האבן הזו. He took shemen zayis, he took the pressed shemen, which we said is a marshal for this process, and he poured it on the stone. כמו, אם שבוע אבונים ויסעכו לאבן אחס, אויס וסימנו שיועדס הן אל נכון אס מקוימה של המחלקס. If they'll become one, they'll take the individual koiches and become one, then I'll know and I'll be okay with the fact that they understand what the room for machlekes is. Why there's machlekes? Es toeles shalitz choshishus ve'es soide shel shemen azayis azacha yoytz mimenu. I'll know that they'll understand what the secret of the squeezing of the oil out of the olive is, and then it was relaxed. Et moreshes ha'avos nitlu ha'shvotim. The inheritance of the avos the shvotim took. Kvar bedoyram noitzru ha'machlekes harishoyne b'am Yisrael. First machlekes kicks off in Klal Yisrael now. המחלוקת סביב סביבי והנקודה כיצד להגיע לאיס התכלס של לסכן עולם במלכות שקי. How do we come to מסכן the world? דהיינו לפרסם את אמונת השם בעולם. אמנם אין לנו כלל וכלל הסוגיה בקדושם של השבטים. Before we even start this, you have to understand we don't understand the שבטים בכלל. We can't apply our level of understanding this מחלוקת. שבטי קור, אולם יחד עם זויס גילו לנו רבוסינו. כי אם היסר של מחלקה זו פרשת סתומה, עלינו למצוא בו איזה לימוד שנלך ללמוד, אם היינו לפני אחינו. It's Torah and we have to learn whatever we can, according to our level, we have to take away from this. But don't think that we, when you're talking about the mistakes, the sins of the avos, we have to understand, we don't know what we're talking about. We don't understand the language. What Chazal gave us, we're trying to understand. נחל אתה להסביר העניין שסביב הנחלס המחלקס הראשונה, שני מלוכים, I'm just going to start this, we'll recover it tomorrow, but I can't stop now, I'm too excited. שני מלוכים היו שבטי קור. There were two kings in the שבטים, נכון? יהודה ויוסף. שניים היו מלאכים, כמו שאמרו חז"ל, מלאכים מזדיינים זה עם זה, מבין רמזוסיהם של בעל השפת אמס ושל רב צדוק הכהן מלובלין, לא יכול ללמוד על מאוסם ועניונים של שני סוגי מלכוס אלו. וזה שם תמורה ולאם השתיק על שפת אמס ולאם רב צדוק, we'll see what is the shoresh of these two kings and why we're still suffering so much today from the problem.
Interesting, because today, even for the going back, the same problem, the communism, it's only the klal, an individual, have no nothing.
That's what failed.
And the liberal, it's only individual, it's the
klal. Yeah. That's why we don't hold of any of them. Yeah. We're not Democrats, yes. And we're not, yes. And we're not liberals, and we're not communists, yes. We're not anything. Yeah. We're totally Jews. The problem starts before that. The whole world. Every society is based on schuyot, on rights. Every society is designed, so to speak, to protect the rights of the individual. And Torah has no rights. Torah only has chiyuvim. At the end of the day, it doesn't look that much different. It's just a question of where you're coming from. I have a schut to my property because you're not allowed to steal. That's the Torah approach. You're not allowed to steal, therefore I have a schut to my property. That means my right to my property comes out of your chiyuv, not to steal. In the Goyish world, it's the exact opposite. I have a right to my land, therefore you're not allowed to steal. It's all based on rights. It's a society designed to make everybody miserable. Every society in the world today is designed to make people miserable. Because they're focusing on their rights, which means they focus on being takers. And as long as you're focusing on your rights and you focus on being a taker, you will always be miserable. The Torah is focused on your obligations, on what you have to give. That's a society that will always be happy. But your schus to hold on to that and to keep it is only by the fact that someone else has an obligation not to touch it. Yeah. But it's the same. You have a schus and you have a chiv. It's exactly the same. It's the question, where do you start?
Yeah.
But that's the point, is that clear? Where's the starting point? If your starting point is I'm protecting your rights, so you're a taker. If my obligation says I'm not going to touch your property and therefore you have a right in the property, then everyone's giving.
Why does it have to work that way? Why
because we want to be like Hashem, and Hashem can only give, he can't take. There's no schuim in the Torah. There's 613 chiyuvim in the Torah. Show me one schut you have in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say you have a right to your property. It says you have an obligation not to steal someone else's property. Why do you have a right to your glasses? Because I'm not allowed to steal from you. That's the minute you have a society based on rights, you have conflict. Everybody's arguing, I have a right to this, no, I have a right to this. You create conflict about malachas, and you need unions, and the businessmen want more, and the workers want more, and you have major conflict. You can never have peace. In the Torah world, everyone's just doing their chiyuvim. Everyone's just doing the obligation. You have a blissful society in a marriage. If the couple come together with only one goal, to do my chiyuvim klapei the other person, and the other person just wants to do their chiyuvim klapei the other person, that's bliss. Total bliss. No, I want mine. They have rights. Before they get married now, you have to bring out this whole bill of rights. He has this right, she has that right, she has the right to this. No, Rambam doesn't need to anyone's rights. You only have chiyuvim. No, if everyone does their chiyuvim, everyone's rights get fulfilled automatically.
We can't.
Magiani.
Magiani.
Yeah, that's
a good thing,
you know.
We can't
learn
property rights.
I hate that word. I hate that word. That's what they call it.